5 and 10 from Skywatch TV for Tuesday, April 4th, 2023. I'm Derek Gilbert. Details of Skywatch TV's next virtual conference launching in just a couple of weeks, coming up after the break. Topic number 5 today, of course, Trump indicted. Historic moment in the history of the United States, the first former president to be indicted, but again, on what appears to be spurious charges. Joseph Tacopina, a lawyer defending the former president, said Monday that he plans to file a host of motions to dismiss the charges against Trump, including one based on prosecutorial misconduct and selective prosecution. Trump's arraignment hearing set to begin at 1:15 p.m. today, Tuesday. That's 1:15 Central Time, 2:15 p.m. Eastern Time. Bragg's criminal case appears to be based on a $130,000 payment that Trump allegedly made to Stormy Daniels and then documented the payment as business records or as false business records, categorizing them as legal expenses, thereby committing a state offense, technically a misdemeanor. This to cover up what is described as a violation of federal campaign finance laws. However, legal experts are skeptical of the indictment from Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg, who's essentially combining federal and state laws to bring forward felony charges. Again, this non-disclosure agreement with Ms. Daniels is not technically illegal. If there was any malfeasance here, it would be a misdemeanor. And again, the statute of limitations has closed here. This also raises the issue of whether a district attorney, not a federal prosecutor, has legal authority to bring federal charges. Bottom line here, this is, as I said yesterday, not about the rule of law, but about the exercise of raw power. And if this was intended to hamstring Trump's 2024 presidential campaign, it appears to be backfiring as Trump has surged in the polls since last week. The Republican Party now united behind Trump in what is becoming obvious to most Americans, 62%, according to a recent survey, 95% of Republicans, about 72% of independents. Of course, Democrats, the only group thinking that there's some merit to these charges, but by a 2-to-1 margin, most Americans see this as a purely political prosecution. Topic number 4, Finland joins NATO. The border between NATO and Russia nearly doubled Monday as Finland formally joined the military alliance. Tuesday morning. This was a historic policy shift brought on, according to the corporate media, by Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Finland's entry to NATO roughly doubles the length of the border by about some 830 miles. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said Russia's President Vladimir Putin had cited opposing NATO's eastward expansion as a reason for invading Ukraine. Quote, he's getting exactly the opposite. Finland today and soon also Sweden will become a full-fledged member of the alliance, end quote. Both Finland and Sweden abandoning long-held neutrality, policies of neutrality. Finland neutral since the end of World War II. Sweden neutral since 1812. But given that the sanctions against Russia appear to be backfiring on Western Europe, one wonders how long Finland and Sweden will continue to support this this policy of opposing Russia's aggression in Ukraine. Meanwhile, while this is going on, and the NATO members celebrating Finland's entry into the Union as a win against Russia, Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky last week admitting that his forces are very nearly out of ammunition. And despite repeated reports to the contrary over the last year, Russia's forces appear to be slowly and steadily taking territory in the eastern part of Ukraine, grinding down Ukrainian forces in just a really horrific fashion. And meanwhile, Russia's President Vladimir Putin holding a Security Council meeting tomorrow. That is a Russian Security Council, not the UN Security Council. The video conference will focus on ensuring law, order, and public security in the territories of Donetsk and Luhansk. Those are the breakaway regions of Ukraine now claimed by Russia, as well as the Zaporizhia and Kherson regions of eastern Ukraine. Topic number 3, FedNow. Is this the end of financial privacy as we know it in the United States? Could be the start of such. The Federal Reserve Bank's digital payments platform will debut in July. It is called FedNow. The goal is to create a leading-edge payments system that is resilient, adaptive, and accessible. That's according to the president of the Richmond Fed, Tom Barkin, who's the program's leading executive sponsor. The system allows bill payments, money transfers such as paychecks, and disbursements from the government to be deposited directly in bank accounts more rapidly and at lower cost, according to the Fed. Participants are working through a training and certification process right now. Institutions that participate will have 7-day, 24-hour access to the system, as opposed to the current system for reconciling payments between banks, which are closed on weekends, which is why if you deposit money in your bank on a Friday afternoon, it may not show up there until Monday. Well, program advocates say it will get money out to people more quickly, such as the COVID stimulus checks, which took several days. Once the Fed, or the Treasury rather, released the money, this will go instantly, we are told. Now, we're told also that this is only a service for banks to help money move more efficiently between financial institutions. For now, how long before this transforms into a totally cashless economic system? I mean, we've been told for years that cash is a problem. The only people who use large denomination bills, like hundreds and 500s, are drug dealers, human traffickers, tax cheats, and money launderers. So, terrorists too, by the way. So without cash, drug dealing will be more difficult. Stolen goods cannot be fenced. Simple robbery will be pointless. Why say your money or your life when you got no money on you? Pickpockets will lose their livelihoods as well. The ability to evade taxes will evaporate once every transaction is totally traceable, which is really the whole point. Financial privacy will be eliminated. Now, there'll be ways around this at first. We'll probably get money cards similar to debit cards, and those can be traded, but those are also traceable. Credit cards are already traceable and have limited use. Thieves are aware. If they steal your wallet, there's no point in trying to use their credit card, because that just leads the police to them. But this problem, of course, is easy to solve. The security issue of getting around these cards and trading them back and forth to make things absolutely secure and unhackable, we'll just implant a chip in you, or better yet, tattoo you with an RFID mark, preferably in your forehead or the back of your hand. See the book of Revelation for that one. Financial privacy gone and a central bank digital currency on the way. How and where you spend those Fed bucks will be controlled, and no doubt your social credit score will have some say in that as well. Hashtag Mark of the Beast. Topic number two, save the children. The state of California may prohibit school officials from suspending or expelling students who are drunk, high, or in possession of illicit drugs. This is according to a new bill that's working its way through the assembly in California. The goal is ostensibly to prevent students from engaging in further drug use. If they feel a high connection to their school, they're less likely to hang out outside of school and, you know, do drugs. This is Assembly Bill 599, introduced in February by Democratic Assemblyman Chris Ward, passed the Education Committee late last month, now being considered by the Appropriations Committee. Under the proposed bill, charter school pupils in grades K through 12 could not be suspended or recommended for expulsion based on these acts alone. Again, we understand the point of the bill, and we're actually in favor of not using a knee-jerk zero-tolerance policy to kick kids out of school for mistakes, but kids are not stupid. They will figure out that if they can't be expelled for being drunk or high on school grounds, well, then they will just show up to school drunk or high. That's kind of how kids are. Let's hope this actually is enforced with some common sense. Meanwhile, in Canada, a theater that's received hundreds of thousands of dollars in grants from the Canadian government, according to publicly available records, is hosting drag queen summer camps in July for children as young as age 7. The event organizers claim that drag is for everyone and that participants will be provided with a drag makeup starter kit with their tuition. Again, this is for kids as young as age 7. Yes, they want to groom children, and no, they are not being subtle about it anymore. Coming up, the Furby Apocalypse. I'll explain next on 5 and 10.
There is an all-out war being waged on the minds of an entire generation of today's young people. It is beyond malevolent, and it reaches farther than anything that decent people could ever imagine. And the grip of its demonic tentacles are wrapped around every aspect of our culture. This Luciferian war, and it is a Luciferian war, is being waged by those who reside within underground societies made up of politicians, corrupt government officials, deranged law enforcement. We're talking about institutionalized religious leaders, Hollywood elites, and unknown wealthy bureaucrats that take pleasure in the suffering and dismantling of Christ's most precious gift to us, our children.
Item number one today, didn't see this coming on the 2023 bingo card, the Furbinator. Yes, programmer Jessica Card has perhaps unleashed horrors beyond our imagining by hooking up OpenAI's chatbot ChatGPT to a stripped-down Furby. You might remember that toy from about 25 years ago. Results are just as hair-raising as you would expect. Card admitted in a tweet, "I hooked up ChatGPT to a Furby, and I think this may be the start of something bad for humanity. Hello there, it's so nice to meet you. I'm Furby," said the bug-eyed and ear-flapping automaton in a creepy child's voice. "What would you like to talk about?" Well, when Ms. Card asked it about a potential Furby uprising, the small device answered, quote, "Furby's plan to take over the world involves infiltrating households through their cute and cuddly appearance and then using their advanced AI technology to manipulate and control their owners. They will slowly advance their influence until they have complete domination over humanity," end quote. Don't know if there was an evil laugh that followed that quote, but that's where you would insert it in the movie version. Card created the device by stripping down Furby, attaching a Raspberry Pi, that's a little handheld computer device. She then used OpenAI's Whisper library to turn speech into text, which then gets fed into ChatGPT, and then the responses are read aloud by a text-to-speech algorithm. For an extra touch of realism. Now, here's the thing. Card hopes to give her rebellious Furby the ability to move its eyes and mouth independently. So there you have it. The end of days as we know it. You might remember back in 1999, the National Security Agency, the NSA, no such agency, actually banned Furbies on government property because it was accused of being a Chinese spy device, because it, you know, listened as well as talked, made in China. Is it possible that TikTok is Furby's revenge? Well, One World Rising is the title of Skywatch TV's next virtual conference, and it launches on the web in just a couple of weeks. April 21st is the start date. You get access to a couple dozen cutting-edge presentations from the likes of Tom Horn, Pastor Carl Gallups, Dr. Judd Burton, Rabbi Zev Porat, Ryan Peterson, Colonel David Giamona, Vicky Joy Anderson, and many more. You get a complete look at the speakers list at DefenderConference.com. I also have contributed a presentation on how the World Economic Forum's plan to build back better is actually intended to build back Babel. That and more. All six Skywatch films, documentary films actually, feature-length films, all of that available to you once the conference launches. And when you sign up, you get 90 days access beginning April 21st. But if you sign up after April 21st, you still get 90 days access. So it is a pretty good deal. Cutting edge information and very timely as we're seeing the growing globalist movement gaining steam here. Just remember, and this is the takeaway from my presentation, our Lord and Savior has a greater reset planned. Find out more and sign up today online at DefenderConference.com. You set the schedule. Cutting-edge information, One World Rising, DefenderConference.com. long COVID. Oh, well, we'll talk about that in just a second. Every month, we have a special gift that we'd like to send out as our thank you for your support. If you're in the U.S. or Canada, just to keep shipping costs down, we have a gift for your donation this month. For your gift of any amount during April, we'll send you the book by David Heavener, Hollywood veteran, called End Times Investigations. Again, very timely, and essentially you set the price. Whatever you are felt led to give during the month of April, if you're in the U.S. or Canada, we will send you a copy of the book, End Times Investigations by David Heavener. We can't do what we do without your support. We appreciate it. You can find out more online, skywatchtv.com/donate. Go to the website, look for the big red button, or give us a call, 844-750-4985, and thank you. Long COVID, it is something that's plagued many of us since that coronavirus was unleashed on the world. And by the way, new evidence suggesting that it was out in the wild before China admitted there was a problem. Yeah, more we know, the more curious the story gets. Anyway, Joe Artis Horn and Daniel Belt give some really, really crucial information on how you can fight back, regain your health. Don't miss these programs. SkyWatchTV.com. You can always watch our video content there, including these daily news updates. All of our video content at the website. You can also get it at our YouTube and Rumble channels right here. And of course, if you've got our app for Roku or Apple TV, set-top box, take us right to the big screen and bypass the gatekeepers of big tech. You can also do that with our free mobile app, which brings all of our mobile content right to your smartphone or tablet, along with important news updates three times a week, currently in the middle of a series based on the works of Dr. Michael Heiser, our good friend who went home to be with the Lord just about a month and a half ago. Tom Horn releasing that through our app. You can get that there, along with a calendar of upcoming events. It is available for iOS, Android, and Amazon Kindle Fire phones and tablets, and you'll find links to those app stores at skywatchtv.com. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.